Chapter 7. Colonel Melchett is the chief constable. He is small and has red hair.
"Poor old Prothero," he said. "I didn't like him, of course. Nobody did. But I'm shocked at young Redding doing it. And I was surprised when I heard he had confessed."
"What happened exactly?"
"About 10 o'clock last night, Redding comes in, throws down a pistol and says to the police, 'Here I am, I did it,' just like that."
"Did he describe what happened?" I asked.
"Not much. Said he came here to see you and found Prothero. They argued, and he shot him. Won't say what the argument was about. I've heard gossip about Redding and the daughter.
Was that the trouble?"
"No," I said. "It was something very different. But I can't say more just now." He nodded.
"Thank you.
Well, I've got to see Dr. Haydock. He was called out to a patient, but he should be back by now. Like to come along?"
Haydock's house is next door to mine. The doctor had just come in and was eating a plate of eggs and bacon in the dining room.
"Sorry I had to go out. Babies, not us, decide when they'll arrive. But I've got the bullet for you."
He pushed a little box along the table. Melchett examined it.
0.25?
Haydock nodded.
"Silly young fellow. Amazing that nobody heard the shot."
"Yes," said Melchett.
"The kitchen is on the other side of the house," I said, "and the servant was the only person at home."
"But it's strange," said Melchett. "I wonder why Miss Marple didn't hear it. The study window was open."
"Perhaps she did," said Haydock.
"No," I said. "She didn't say anything about it, and she would have done if she had heard it."
"What about a silencer? Nobody would hear anything then."
I noticed that Dr. Haydock was looking very cheerful this morning, but he also looked as though he was trying to hide it. Melchett shook his head.
"Slack didn't find a silencer, and he asked Redding. At first, Redding didn't seem to know what he was talking about, and then said he didn't use one. I can't believe he is a murderer."
"Well, I shall never forget his face when I met him outside my gate. All the way he said, 'Oh, you'll see Prothero, all right.' That should have made me suspect what had just happened."
Haydock stared at me.
"What do you mean? What had just happened? When do you think Redding shot him?"
"A few minutes before I got to the house."
The doctor shook his head.
"Impossible. He had been dead much longer than that."
"But, Haydock," the colonel said, "if Redding admits shooting him at 7:15,
Haydock's face had gone suddenly grey.
"It's impossible. I'm a doctor, and I know.
The blood had begun to congeal." "But if Redding is lying..."
Melchett stopped.
"We'd better go down to the police station and see him."